This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 166. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Bear Podcast. This is Nard. And over here on my right is...
It's Ray. Welcome to the podcast, yes. Or video cast, or whatever we're trying to do.
We're videoing this right now, and I don't know if it's going to work. It's a big, big experiment right now. We have our microphones, our computers, and set up here. Hey! I'm just waving at the camera. Sorry, just being goofy.
Hi, Mom.
We have a two camera set up here. Anyway, so what's going on? How are you? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving came over last week. What did you guys do?
Unpacked.
You just unpacked?
Yeah, we moved last week, so that was a nightmare and and all on its own. I hate moving. I hope I never have to do it again, ever.
Why? Because packing? Well, you know what? Packing is the bad part. Unpacking, I guess that's easier because you just take out whatever you need. And
Packing was the easy part because I was like, oh, not using this, going to Goodwill. Taking this with me. Oh, no. So I had a couple piles going on. The Go pile, the Goodwill pile, and the trash pile.
Oh.
So that was easy. Now, getting it all set up in a new house that is completely different from what I had, that has no storage space or built-in cabinets that I had at the other house, I have to replace all that or find something to do with all the stuff. So it's just a pain in the butt. But, but I can sleep. I can take a shower. And I can cook, so that, you know, I got the three main things down. So, and I can watch my new high definition DirecTV satellite.
And Wayne's got to do something about it, right?
Yes, Wayne come over and fixed all my stuff for me because he's a little bit more technical literate than I am.
Yeah, Wayne is the one of the chaser guys that we had in the show before, and I don't know what episode it was. It's been kind of
it's the last chaser podcast we did.
Was it the last one? I think so. Yeah, we're gonna have one sometime in December. And what else do we have? Last week was Thanksgiving. Mike came over
Mike came in town last weekend.
Yeah, he did. He came over the weekend before, and then he came over Wednesday. So I didn't see him for a day, and then he came over Tuesday night.
Okay. What was Ed doing in town? I saw that Ed was in town.
Ed was in town, because him and Mike had to watch football. So they're really big football guys. It's Texans versus Saints. Of course, they're rooting for the Saints, and most of us are rooting for the Texans. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a conflict there. Well, they went. They wanted to watch, but I didn't go with them.
They didn't actually go to the game?
No, they did go to the game.
Oh, they did go? Okay.
They had to get some scalpers. No. They didn't go through a scalper. They went to somewhere in Webster, down in Houston, in very far down Houston, and... They just bought the ticket from a lady. They bought through eBay the night before.
Okay.
Yeah, eBay, if you guys are going to watch a game, eBay or Craigslist, there's certainly people who will be selling tickets and jacking up the prices, and, you know, that happens.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, so, Thanksgiving. Didn't you go to To Lloyd and Roberts?
Yeah. Thanksgiving Day, we actually kind of took the day off, slept late, got up, went to Robert and Lloyd's for lunch, and then went over to Clay and Chris's for dinner. And between the two was too close together. Mm-hmm. And I ate way too much, and I made myself sick. I was sick all Thursday night. So.
Oh, no.
And we came home, and I think I looked at maybe 30, 40 minutes TV, and then I went to bed. I was done for.
Oh, no.
Then I got up bright and early on Friday morning, got back to unpacking.
Mm-hmm. That was Thursday. Well, what you know what we did? We went to our friend Gary's. It was his birthday. It was Gary's birthday,
which I didn't get to go because of everything that was going on.
Yeah, so belated happy birthday, Gary. Actually, tonight. Today is Johnny's birthday.
Johnny Lee, yeah. His party was... Oh, and whoever stole Johnny's stuff, bring it back.
Fuck you. Really, I will.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, we're going to beat him up or something if we ever see him. We don't know. It's just sad. I mean, I just found out. I just found out after the party, which I wasn't able to go. So sorry, Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
sorry, Johnny. There's too much going on this weekend. So.
Yeah. Okay. I'm looking on a website here, but anyway. Okay. So, what else happened? Oh, we played football. Thanksgiving was football day. It's the first time
Did you play football?
Fag football. Okay. We did that. No, we're just throwing the ball. Just like you do with softball or baseball, you just throw the ball at each other. It's an art. I don't know how to throw it. I mean, I could get it, that pointy spinning thing. Can you do that?
Maynard throws like a girl, if y'all have never seen this.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that's what we did. And then we just ate. We had a lot of turkey. And you guys may have seen the videos. On bearpodcast.com, there's this video with Gary, so you might enjoy that. You could see what we ate. We had turkey, we had mashed potatoes and stuffings and stuff. There's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Future Daddy Gary.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's going to be a real daddy.
Yeah. Is that okay to talk about? I guess it's okay, right?
Well, it's not like it hadn't been posted everywhere a certain friend of ours.
Has it been already? Okay.
Gino text messaged everybody his phone that morning at 7 a.m.
Oh.
Saying, Gary and Andrew are going to be daddies.
Yeah, okay, let's clarify this. These are friends of ours. These are friends of ours who decided. This is important. This is what I want to talk about, yeah. These are parents who decided to have a family. That it happens. I guess two gay guys want to have children. But there's a twist to this. It's actually co-parenting. It's a way for gay couples, whether straight straight, for either gay or lesbian, that they could get together and actually one would donate, of course, the sperm, and they would co-parent. They would the lesbian couple would raise the children, and then they would be
joint custody,
just like how gay people do. Sorry, not gay people, but divorced couples.
Yeah,
that's how it is, right?
Pretty
so
much.
Yeah. So if a couple divorces and then they go to each other's, if they remarry. The wife and the woman and the husband and the wife, when they divorce and they get remarried, and this joint custody having on the children. So anyway, what's good about it is this is something I really commend them doing this, because it's a choice.
Yes,
it's a conscious choice, something that they decided to do, not because they were knocked up or
yeah.
I'm sorry, guys, if there are people out there who have that kind of situation, but it's just me. It's just it's an opinion of mine. What's good about this is that it is something that they chose to do, and they consciously did it that's the way they want to procreate. So yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in other words, they were based in more than just the turkey this week.
It's the turkey baster method. Okay, so to clarify, I got a link here called gayfamilyoptions.org. I got this website from Gary. It's actually a way for gay couples to. What is that? You hear that? What are you doing? Oh, okay. There's some noise. Sorry. There's this. It's a way for gay families, for a gay couple to have children, and they actually look for people. Some people. Let me see. Here's the website: gayfamilyoptions.org, our parenting resource. Welcome. This is site is a resource to help potential biological parenting partners find one another. Anyone may submit an ad as long as they adhere to the ad submission guidelines. So they have guidelines on how to do it. So basically, you're a gay couple. You go on this site.
So this is Baby 411.
Baby 411. It's where you look for, how to produce a baby. Yeah, so I think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. I mean, they it's something that they really want to do, and they went for it, and I was almost crying just hearing about it.
If they're both in agreement to do it, then I think it's a great thing. Because, see, I've always wanted to be a dad.
You do?
And have kids, okay. But John doesn't want kids, so.
I don't want kids either. Mike wants to have kids. Uh-huh. Oh, maybe you and Mike should get together. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's. I don't know. It's just me. It's just me. I'm not good with kids. But I do have nieces and nephews, but, I don't know about having my own. I don't know yet.
About 4 or 5 years ago, then I guess biological clock or something kicked in, and it was like, become a daddy, mm-hmm. other than the daddy that I already think that I am. But the whole thing about what I really wanted a kid real bad. And I harassed John, and even found a lesbian couple that would be the other parents. Mm-hmm. And we kind of talked about it, and John was like, I don't want kids. It ain't going to happen. And, of course, this is the first time we'd ever talked about it, and we'd been together 4 years already. Mm-hmm. 3 years. So, 3 years. So, if you want kids, talk about it before you get in a relationship. Because you're in the relationship, it's kind of hard to figure that out.
I don't know. It's difficult because if you're before a relationship and you say that you want kids, then you'd end up thinking that you might want to marry. No? Because I've known people like that, having a relationship, two guys, but then they would break up, or not break up, but they would talk about being serious and stuff, and the other guy doesn't want to because I want to have a family, and I want to marry and have a family, and then what? I think this is a better option. This is a better option. Yeah, that this co-parenting thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and there's actually a lot of that happens. I mean, they're just doing the same thing Rick and Steve did. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was the reference there. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's the same thing they did on Queer as Folk.
Oh, with Brian and Melanie.
Melanie
and I forgot the other is. the Van Heerde Lily. Yeah, yeah.
It happens a lot. I mean, I know a lot of, I've heard of a lot of people that have the gay couples that have kids with lesbian friends of theirs, mm-hmm. because they know each other, they're comfortable, they've been friends for years, and, it's something they work out. And, mm-hmm. and actually, when I was going to MCC, there was a lesbian couple there, and they had 3 children, all of them by artificial insemination. And all of them had the same father, but they never told who the father was.
Oh, so what happened there?
I don't know.
Did they find out ever? No.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this has only been like maybe 6 years ago. So, I mean, the kids are probably just getting in their teenage years now.
Wow.
But the story I always heard, it was a friend of theirs, And apparently, whoever the father is drop dead gorgeous because because the mother who the biological mother was a very nice looking Hispanic lady, and the father must have been a drop dead because the kids are just gorgeous. I mean, they're model babies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just pretty. They were just as pretty as they could
They're pretty.
They're pretty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
okay. So okay, let me ask you: if given the chance now. Now at this state, you get a new house and stuff like that. What do you think of having kids?
I mean, it's a lot. I'd still like to have them, but I mean, that means my life totally changes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, that means I can't just come home and say, oh, I want to go do something tonight because I have there'll be a child there, you know.
Yeah. It's going to be like Beatrice Kiddo from Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Once that stripe turned blue, everything changes.
Changed. Yeah, everything. I mean, it literally does. I mean, you have to change your life. I mean,
no more bars.
I don't know about that, but I mean, but that stuff. If you want to go out, then you have to have a plan to have somebody have a babysitter.
Oh yeah, that's right. You always have to have a babysitter.
School and everything that goes along with that, and. Mm-hmm. You know, getting the kids involved and doing stuff and team sports and, you know.
Soccer dad. You know. You're going to be a soccer dad.
You know, you just can't.
No,
just...
John's going to be the soccer dad.
I doubt it'll ever happen, but.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah.
John. Mm-mm.
Well, yeah, it's just.
John would probably be more like Mommy Dearest. I told you, no wire hangers.
No wire hangers.
So,
yeah. But anyway, so, how many minutes are we going on now? Yeah, 17 minutes. We're going to do this for, a pretty good good time, just in time, you know, in the Bay Radio window. So, anyway, there's something I wanted you to watch, but we'll do this later. But, want to geek out or something? TV shows?
Sure.
Okay. Let me see. I don't want to talk about Beowulf because the only thing I could say about Beowulf, I saw that last Saturday Night with Dwayne and Kent, me and Mike.
I heard there are very well positioned poles, swords, cans, cups, trees, bushes to cover because he walks around nude all the time pretty much.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The character of Anthony Hopkins, of course, the face looks like Anthony Hopkins, but the he's supposed to be the king, and he's walking around nude under this sheet or this cloth thing. And yeah, you could see he's got a hairy back, and they made him a bear. I don't think he's a bear, though. But that's how they made his animation there. It's pretty good. I recommend it. You guys watch. You should watch Beowulf, and it comes with 3D
cartoon porn, folks. Cartoon porn.
Cartoon porn.
If you don't like the men, they got Angelina Jolie floating around.
Oh, yeah, she was
got
there.
Something for everybody.
It's pretty scary.
So,
in that
have
show,
you seen The Mist yet?
No, not yet. Have you?
No,
no, not
but
yet.
I like the story. I've read the short story.
I've been hearing a lot of people, you know, reviewing it in Live Journal, especially people just, downloading it or watched it, and people are just talking about it on their blogs and. I don't want to read it because I still want to watch it. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe to watch it this weekend or something.
Yeah.
Oh, this weekend. What are we going to do? Christmas party.
No, holiday that's next party. Weekend.
Is it next weekend? So what's The Strand this coming Sunday, Saturday?
That's Dickens on the Strand.
So, oh, I thought it's just really an event there we're going to do, right?
Yeah, we're just going to go down there and walk around.
Oh, okay.
You never been?
Never been, yeah.
They close off like... four or five blocks of the Strand, and everybody gets dressed up in Dickens era garb, and they got vendors. It's basically just a street party.
I might go.
They got beer and wine and wassail and hot chocolate and hot apple cider and every street vendor food you can stick in there.
Mm-hmm.
a lot. It used to be if you dressed up in costume, you got in for free, but they don't do that anymore.
Is it like a Renaissance thing?
Kind of, except it's set in the Dickens Christmas Carol era, which is 1880s, 1890s, something like that. The Civil War is going on, so it must be 1860s.
Okay.
If I got my history dates right. Because I actually have a Civil War regiment down there camping out that's reenacting.
Mm, okay. So we should check it out. What am I going to say? Well, since we were geeking out, TV shows. Okay. But any TV shows you watched earlier?
Okay. I got caught up on Heroes.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert,
everyone.
Claire.
What did she do this time? I've seen it, but no.
She just needed to bitch slap that chick.
the girl from Veronica Mars?
Yes, Veronica Mars. She just needed to bitch slap her.
Yeah.
Which I think it's funny that eventually it's going to work out that she saves her life, because the Veronica Mars character made a comment that, you know, she got shot.
Yeah.
That her body doesn't heal,
mm-hmm.
which has something to do with her power. So I think eventually they'll take Claire's blood and fix her.
Oh, no. Okay. I have I think there's a plot here. No, sorry, a plot hole. Okay. Spoiler alert, guys.
Yeah, spoiler. Okay. You ain't watched it yet.
HRG. He got shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got shot, and how did he... And then he received the blood, so, you know, he regenerated. But... Don't you think that anyone who already died can do that, or is you have to be freshly dead?
I don't know. It's hard to say, because it looked like they had already come back to New York with the body.
They were in New York already?
Well, they looked like they were in the hospital where everybody else was with because he was fixing the serum for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I thought it was something else. Hmm. But anyway, I don't want to spoil too much anymore.
But that would explain how Siler came back.
Ah, okay.
Which probably ties him into Adam. Which Adam did the same thing to Peter Petrelli. What's his name, Petrelli? Peter's brother.
Nathan.
Mm-hmm. Tied it into, you know, saved him. So he probably did the same. So I'm figuring that he's the one that saved Skylar.
Mm-hmm.
Or had somebody, or he gave somebody his blood to do it.
Okay.
And that's how Skylar got back in the picture.
Hmm. Oh, gosh. That part, the girl with the from Mexico,
yeah.
the girl and the twins, that's so disconnected. That should just go. I don't like that area.
I think it's going to be tied in. It's just one of those things they got dragging around there, and then they're going to swing it all back in together with something. Of course, yeah. I hated that the twin brother, because he's kind of cute, got
killed. Gosh.
I always hate it when the cute ones die. It's like watching a bad horror movie.
And this time, last episode, there was no Matt Parkin, no cop. So I'm pissed.
Yeah. I wonder where he was, because Skylar at the end was in there with Molly. Mm-hmm. And then let the babysitter go. So where was Matt at?
I don't know. That's right. She left Molly alone. Hmm. I don't know. Anyway, hey, we're going to run out of time.
Okay.
I need you to type something in the browser here. Go to Two Girls, One Cup. Okay, you got it? I'm going to watch a video here. Are you ready for this? Have you heard about it? Have you heard about Two Girls, One Cup?
Have you heard of that? Two Girls, T-W-O?
Oh, you can Google it. You can just Google it. It's easier. I'll type it there, maybe. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to watch. I'm going to let.
Let's pause it for a minute.
Why? What?
Pause it? Then I can pull it up.
Okay, all right. Pause it.
There. Oh, that's not it.
Yeah, watch it. Okay. What do you think? I think this is fake. You don't sound grossed out. That's ice cream.
I don't know what it is, but it's just nasty.
Actually, that's been going around all over the net.
I'm sure it's pretty soon there's going to be two bears in one cup.
Oh, two bears in one cup. Anyway, he watched it, but Ray doesn't have much a nasty reaction. Because I think it's fake. Anyway, okay, so we're going to wrap this up for the Bay Radio Network.
It's just nasty.
It's just nasty.
Anything that bleeds for 3 days out of the month and don't die is just nasty.
Yeah. Okay, guys, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, because we're going to go to the second half. All right. So, guys listening on the Bear Radio Network, just hang. If you guys have comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're downloading this through iTunes, stick around.
Okay? Stick around, because Torchwood's coming up.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that later. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Wolf, what a bear.
Here's the Wolf, what a bear feature for this episode. Frank Cub from MySpace. He's actually one of my friends in my friends list in MySpace. Okay, so that's Frank Cub. Frank, and then K-U-B-B. Okay, so let's read his profile here. Let me see. I am 36, gay white male, 5'10", 230, Hawaiian Portuguese descent, and goatee, salt and pepper flat top, looks hot, pierced and tattooed, moderately hairy. I am shy at first, which has more often than not been mistaken for arrogance, very romantic. Often called an impressive kisser. I love to cuddle, whether it be in front of a fire on a cold winter night on the beach. Well, hell, anywhere at that. Well, yeah, anywhere. Anywhere you can kiss. I am also a very good cook, and it shows according to my waistband. I'm a great talker, and even better listener. I'm looking to meet new people, to enjoy good times with, and that doesn't necessarily have to involve sex, but perhaps going out to dinner, eating out in the Chinese restaurants, Italian, Greek, Middle Eastern, Spanish, you name it. My palate rarely discriminates. A few drinks, clubbing, attending bear functions, bear runs, weekend getaways. Or maybe even renting a movie and staying in. Quite easy to please. Low maintenance also. I'm open to almost anything. Okay, it says here, please, no PNP. Okay, guys, what's PNP? I forgot what that means. I used to know what it means. Anyway, maybe I'll look it up later. No PNP and the usual BS associated with that. Yeah, I understand. No one wants BS. We've all been there, and everybody's been there. I'm totally out, but not running down the street on fire. Okay, so I would hope that you would be comfortable with who you are, mentally or spiritually. That's okay. By the way, I am open to befriend whoever you are, whether you're gay, bi, lesbian, transgendered, straight. Nobody's perfect. Or those whom are in question, shoot me an email and let's make things happen. Awesome. Yeah, I've been emailing him lately. I think it was his birthday a few weeks ago. So I greeted him. He's a very nice guy. So if you guys want to check him out, Frank Cub in MySpace. Here are bear events, guys. Bears Overboard in Los Angeles, California on December 21st. This is a cruise from the Port of Los Angeles, San Pedro, to Ensenada that is packed with fun. Be one of the first to experience the recent stem-to-stern renovation of the Monarch of the Seas. Join us for private events on board and in Ensenada. So it looks like that the prices on their website, which is bearsoverboard.com, the prices are not accurate right now, so if you need more information, go to, send your emails to bearsoverboard@gmail.com so you can get your current pricing. And yeah, okay, so that's the event in Los Angeles. Okay, what's coming up right now in Albany? It's the second annual Santa Speedo Sprint, 1K. Okay, they call it the longer and harder 1K. That's the theme. Okay, so the Albany Society for the Advancement of Philanthropy, ASAP, along with Q103, are proud to be part of the second annual Santa Speedo Sprint, longer and harder 1K. Okay, so yeah, this is the kickoff event for the first annual Winter Wonder Lark. Okay, on December 15th, ASAP and friends will sprint through the Lark Street Business District for the Albany Damien Center, wearing Speedos and assorted holiday flair, plus a few thongs. Yeah, I'd like to see bears in thongs. Yeah. So to participate, okay, I'm reading off of the website here. Arrive at the Lark Tavern for registration, and it's at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. You can build some liquid courage. Okay. I guess you're going to drink a little. Yeah. Then next would be, you'll be wearing Speedos. You need to be wearing Speedos underneath your clothes. Okay. And have a bag handy so that you can carry along your belongings with you during the race. Okay. So ASAP and the Albany Damien Center are not responsible for lost or stolen items. I believe Jim from Bear Albany is going to be participating on this one. I think he's one of the people who started this. So kudos to Jim and his gang there in Albany. There's a lot more in the website. So if you guys go to albanyspeedosprint.moonfruit.com. So yeah, I'll put the link on the website. All right, let's go back to the show. You didn't like it, that you? Don't squeeze it. Don't squeeze. We're still recording. Our cameras are still recording.
I know we're recording.
Are we still going to record this?
Bulimic bitches.
I guess we're going to record this. So, okay. So we're going to continue on. Welcome everyone again. And this is Nard. And this is
Ray.
Yes.
For the second half.
For the second half. Okay. So yeah, let's talk about Torchwood.
Torchwood.
It's very gay.
It was very gay. Well, mm-hmm. It's always kind of gay, but it was very gay this week. Jack Harkness, we learned, is not Jack Harkness' real name. Mm-hmm. He stole... Oh, spoiler alert! we learned that he stole it from the guy that died.
Yeah, that's right.
During,
and he thinks he's hot, so...
Well, he was kind of cute.
So. I guess. It's not really my type, but it's okay.
Yeah. So, well, you know, he's a little too skinny for you.
Oh, yeah, he is. Mm-hmm.
So, but it was pretty good. But did you know the guy that plays Jack Harkness is, in real life is gay?
He's really gay.
Yeah. He was,
you know what?
There's an article, I think it was October's Out or one of the national publications that had him on the cover, because I saw it on the internet a while back when I was looking up Torchwood.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to find one of the back episodes to see if somebody had it so I could read it about him. So,
Well, whenever he's on, they always portray him as supposedly bisexual, mm-hmm. right? But whenever he has an encounter, it's always, I used to date contortionist twins.
Yeah.
Or... he dated this guy. He find the Jack Harkness, the original one, cute. It's always gay, although I've never seen him actually made any reference to a girl. So I think he's just really gay.
Well, no, there's a couple episodes back, the older woman.
Oh, that's right.
With the fairies. The
I remember fairy now, things. Yeah.
Him and her kind of had a fling.
They had the fling. Maybe he was... confused, maybe.
No, I think he's just one of those people that will stick it in anything.
Oh, yeah, I guess. That's right.
Which is nothing wrong with that. I mean, Yeah. It floats your boat. Mm-hmm. If you want to shit into a cup and eat it, you know, same thing. So.
That's great. Okay. I've been desensitized watching it. I was actually just laughing watching it because I've seen the reactions on TV, not on TV, sorry, on YouTube, all those videos. I've seen Bear Zero and Roy Canas podcast. I've seen those videos that, you know, their reactions. Whenever I see it, it looks fake in the end. It's really, I think it's just really ice cream.
Who knows? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's real. You know, whatever floats your boat. But I'll give it to the girls tomorrow at work and let them go watch it.
Yeah.
God. It's like nasty.
There's another one, Two Girls and One Finger. I haven't seen that yet. Want to see it? Let's see.
We're going to do some finger banging?
Yeah, yeah. Just pull it up. Okay. While he's doing that, I'd like to talk about a couple of more. Yeah, Torchwood. I've been watching Torchwood. And that's what I've been. Because here in the show, we usually talk about sci-fi and movies and whatever. And other than that, we also talk, you know, gay stuff or whatever. No, not one cup. No. Finger. Change it to finger. All right. I haven't seen this before. Okay. We're going to see. Oh, that's gross.
I guess now we know what the Olsen twins have been up to.
The two Asian girls. Oh, I get the lima beans.
Oh. Okay, that's enough of that. Wait.
Done.
I've seen enough.
He closed it. Are you more grossed out with puke than poop?
No, I'm just like, why watch that?
Why watch that?
I mean, it's not even a good train wreck.
Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah, we've seen it. And
at least now we know it. Like I said, the Olsen twins were up to.
Yeah. Because of I've been listening to Distorted View. It's I've been listening to that podcast for about 2.5 years, I think. And the audio and the videos they play there. You should hear the audio anyway. And it's always gross and stuff. It's always funny. Watching Two Girls and One Cup and Two Girls and One Finger, I'm pretty desensitized now. I don't know. Am I weird or what?
I think people have got used to gross stuff anymore.
Oh, okay.
I mean, TV and every movie, somebody's getting shot or blown up or, you know, we watched Tossel 2 the last night on pay-per-view or the other night, and, you know, we're... Spoiler alert, where he gets his penis and balls cut off and fed to the dog. Yeah, whatever.
And that doesn't do anything to you?
No. It's
You're fine with that?
I'm fine with that. You know, it's just kind of like, I guess we see so much anymore visually on TV and stuff that actually happens and in the movies and stuff that it's kind of desensitized everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, well, when it comes to violence, that happens a lot. It's people already, you know, people getting shot at.
Like the shootout at Guns Point today.
Greens Point.
Guns Point.
Greens Point.
Well, they call it Greens Point, but ever since I've been in Houston, it was called Guns Point Mall.
Okay. So what happened there?
I don't know. I haven't watched the news tonight, but some guy went in and killed somebody and then killed himself at one of the stores. They thought it was a robbery, and then now they're thinking it's a domestic dispute type deal. Mm-hmm. So.
Actually, at work today, we were talking about
and then it happened in Atlanta the day before yesterday. Same thing.
Same thing?
Somebody robbed one of the major malls because we got an office not too far from there. And they're like, yeah, this is where we take all our kids and drop them off and they hang out and stuff on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, back at work today, we were talking about a kid. It's on the news, actually. A kid being... thrown out by parents.
Was this the World of Warcraft parents?
No. Wait a second. Are you sure? No, no, I don't think so. No, I don't think it's World of Warcraft.
They were putting it in a box and floated it, or floating it down the river or something.
In Galveston?
I think so.
No, I'm not sure about that.
They were talking about it at lunch, too, about the parents met online on a video game.
Okay. Didn't they get married?
Got married and had a baby, and then they kind of kept the baby in a shed after it was born or something odd. I don't know. I don't have the whole story.
Oh, okay. But this story was in the news. They actually left the kids, the toddler, 2 years old, I think, left it on the in Galveston, and they actually live here in Spring, Texas, and you know, they got caught up. I mean, the authorities got caught up with them, and they found what somebody sketched the baby and projected how it looked, the baby should look like, and somebody on TV recognized it as the grandmother, and started calling the police and stuff, and they ended up that the parents really threw the baby out in Galveston, and that's really sad because they were saying that the child protection services took the baby away.
Well, of course.
Yeah, so that's why he's gone. You know, they don't know where the baby is, and then you know they found out in Galveston that there's this baby who just died, and I don't know, probably a couple of weeks now. So anyway, so that's what happened. And, you know, I think they are serving, I don't know, lifetime. That's I don't know. It's just really bad. But, you know, these are parents. That baby could have been just, you know, fostered by somebody else, or they could have put up an adoption.
Yep.
If you don't want the baby, put up to you for adoption.
For all of you that live here in Texas, and I don't know if this applies in other states, I'm sure some other states have the same law, but any fire station, police department, or hospital, you can drop off a baby that you do not want, and they will take it, no questions asked.
Oh, wow.
And if you notice, most of the fire departments have like a baby, there's a sign and like of a outline of a baby in a basket or something like that.
Drop babies off here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Type deal, they're trying to stop from parents having babies and throwing them in dumpsters and stuff.
Oh,
which, you know, I don't think you hear about it too much anymore. But it used to be like every other week there was some baby found in a dumpster,
that's,
and it's usually
so sad.
Young girls getting pregnant and not showing having the baby and then just throwing it away.
Oh God!
So, and this way, the mother of the child does not get in trouble. She's legally giving it up. So, mm-hmm. And as soon as it's turned over, the emergency services take it over and then give it to Child Protective Services. So,
Well, yeah, like I said, there are gay couples there, lesbian or gays, who would be willing to have those kids.
Yep, mm-hmm. I know another set of friends of mine are looking to adopt, and they're going through Child Protective Services as in foster care. As in becoming foster care parents, getting a child with the option to adopt it. One of those that probably will never be placed back in the home. Mm-hmm. And they had two little boys that they were targeted for, and something messed up and didn't happen, so they didn't get them. So they were kind of bummed about that. But they're still on the list waiting. But that's still hard to do here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there are a lot of foster care children put in gay homes, it's still hard for the gay people to adopt them.
Yeah. They go through foster care first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, somebody I know, he's actually a porn actor. I won't say yet who it is, but he's into, I don't know if I should say this. But he's fostering children right now. And, you know, it kind of makes me wonder if a porn actor, you know, continues to do you know, making videos while rearing children. What would the kids say? Well, it's work. I guess
it's work.
It's work.
I mean, as long as there's that separation that the kids are not involved.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, if that's a way for him to bring income and support the kids, I understand that. I mean, it's just like somebody's mom going out and being a hoe.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, it's part of them. I mean, of course, they're going to face that fact that one day their kids are going to get a hold of that pot. There's a chance that somebody's going to see them in that porn. They're going to know it, and their kids are going to get told about it, or they're up front and say, "Look, this is what I did."
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's still odd. I mean, would you want your kids to see you having sex with somebody?
No. Okay. I would be scarred for life. No.
I don't think so, but.
I don't know.
I mean, because let's face it, we all know that we're all sexual beings and we all get freaky, kinky, whatever we like to do. But we don't want to know what our parents are doing. Because a friend of mine, she found out that her dad was a cross-dressing swinger. And she's still freaked out about it, and she's in her 40s now.
Oh, okay.
And that back in the 70s, their parents were real heavy into swinging and all this stuff. So they're just, it freaked them out. They just can't deal with it. They just kind of don't even think about it anymore. But they told me one day that bothered them majorly that their parents were like that.
So what do you do? They can't do anything about it. They go to therapy?
I go to therapy, I guess. You know, and do what everybody else does, blame their parents for all their troubles. But, you know.
Wow.
But the only reason she found out about it is because she went over to her dad's house unannounced one day and knocked on the door and they have a glass door and she could see in the house and he was there in full drag.
My God.
Online whacking off or something. Oh. And after that she freaked out and she started putting two and two together about her childhood about the people. There used to be a woman that babysat them for a while, and their dad would always come over there at lunch and make them go outside. Mm-hmm. And then she finally put two and two together. The dad and the woman were having sex every day, like a couple times a week, and all this kind of stuff. And
I know someone who got caught by his daughter whacking off, but the daughter just ignored it. And we're talking about
the daughter.
The daughter's pretty old. She's probably in her late teens, probably in the early 20s, maybe. And the father was about late 40s, something like that. But then, you know, he had children, divorced, and you know, he realized he's gay and divorced, and he had another partner. But then, of course, the kids would still go to the house. Not kids anymore; they're children. Yeah. Come over, and one time he was just really whacking off right there, and then the daughter just walks by the dad just to get something like a shirt or some toilet paper, and went back. Oh, no, don't worry about it, Dad. Boys do that. So they do. Oh, okay, very open-minded children right now. So the daughter was just okay with it.
So does the dad know what the daughter's been doing with all her boyfriends?
Maybe, I don't know.
Your daughter's a hope. No, just kidding.
Well, I guess he just continued on. You know, he had to finish off. Even though he got caught
over. I don't know. I think if I had a child and they walked in on me, it'd be done. You know, pure spite and embarrassment. I think it would be over.
Okay, let me ask
you. I remember a kid walking in on my parents having sex, and you know, they were under the covers, but it was like that whole blankets flew and everybody was on their side of the bed, you know. And I didn't realize that what was going on until I was much older, and I was like, oh man, I walked in and they were going at it.
Oh wow.
So, that's why parents should always lock their bedroom doors.
Yeah. Oh, that's another story. Sometime in TBRU, where some contestant was talking about, he was asked, what's the most bizarre place you've ever had sex with? And he answered, it's a newlywed game thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, one answers, and then the other answer deceived their same answer. He said, oh, there was one time we were having sex in my godfather's bedroom. No, not godfather's bedroom. Godson's bedroom. And the kids were playing outside. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We were all freaked out. Yeah. Of course, you know, it's all in the microphone. And we could hear everything. And, oh, my God. It was just so funny. Yeah, so I don't know how that went. I think, yeah, I think they're still together.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you.
Yes.
Before we close, it's almost, probably almost 20 minutes. No, wait, 20 minutes on the second half. What would you rather have your mom catch you doing? Whacking off or smoking pot?
I guess smoking pot, because most moms know their kids whack off.
Ah, okay.
I mean, because, I mean, when you're a teenager, you're pretty stupid. I mean, if you whack off and you shoot your load, you'll get it all on the sheets and everywhere else, you know. And your mom, and my mom changed my sheets, so she had to know something was going on as much as I whacked off as a kid, so. But
yeah, I would like to get caught smoking pot while whacking off. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't do
well,
either.
Usually if you're smoking pot, you're
I don't smoke pot. You're never
whacking,
did. No.
You're not whacking off usually.
You're not?
Uh-uh. Oh. Most people, marijuana kind of shuts the sex drive down. Some people it doesn't. Some people it does.
I thought it helps.
I think I it know. Relaxes.
I've never tried it.
But, you know.
I've never tried it, so I'm pretty straight edge.
I smoke, but I never inhale.
Yeah. Yeah, just like my bandmates. I used to play in a band, and my bandmates would smoke pot, we'd smoke cigarettes. And, you know, we'd get together smoking pot, but I was just watching them, and they never even offered me. So, it's all with them. So, it's okay. I mean, it's just me. I didn't go for that. But anyway, okay, so are we going to wrap this up?
I guess so.
We'll yeah. Wrap it up. Okay, so what are we going to do with these videos?
I don't know. You're going to handle these because I have no way to edit. I still can't finish the Halloween video yet.
Oh, God.
Until my partner is done with all of his jobs here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, shout-outs. Do you have anyone to greet?
I'll give a shout-out to Toby, who is moving down here this week from Austin.
Oh, Toby, yeah. I met him, yeah. He's pretty cute. Cute cub.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
He's from Austin. I've seen him before.
Mm-hmm. He's come down to Casey and Giles.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yep.
So maybe one of Casey and Giles' party.
Yeah. Shout-out to Pablo for his wonderful party we had on Black Friday.
Nice.
Yes.
His house is just, should I say, fabulous. It's a fabulous house.
It is a three-story townhome in Montrose. Of course it's fabulous.
God, it must be an arm and a leg to pay for that.
Well, he's renting it, and there's like, what, two of them living there? So.
Yeah, I guess, but
I'm sure it ain't cheap because I know how much I paid for my townhouse that was not in Montrose. So, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, shout out to Paul. I always thought
shout out to Jason Wilson, who just turned 38.
Oh, he's 38?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
He lives up here in Spring.
Oh, okay. In Spring.
Yeah, he turned 38 because there's a year difference between us. So.
Oh, okay.
Like a year and so many months. So.
Yeah, and today is Johnny's birthday. So if Johnny's listening, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Johnny. Good luck shopping and replacing all your stuff.
Yeah, really bad.
That's what you get for living in Montrose. You get your house broken into and everything gets stolen.
No. Well, it depends.
Actually, that happens a lot in Montrose.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of that happening to me. So I don't want to
lose my
computer.
I'm worried about that in the hood I moved into.
Yeah. Oh, you have that problem?
Well, I am in the hood.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You haven't been to the new house yet.
We haven't been. What are you going to do your Thanksgiving? Your house, what do you call this? House
probably
warming.
February.
House warming, yeah.
Probably we'll probably do the Valentine's party, the housewarming party.
Oh, okay. You always do that, right?
Because it'll probably take me that long to finish it and unpack. And
how's the pool table?
It's still at the old house.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't been moved yet. We're waiting for them to put we're putting plantation shutters. Up in
plantation shutters.
Plantation stutters. Plantation shutters up in the room that the pool table's going in because it's on the front of the house. In fact, it's the only big window in the front of the house, so we put them up there.
Mm-hmm.
And when that gets done, then we'll have the pool table. Because they have to do cutting and sawing and a bunch of trimming and putting molding around the windows and all that. So, so hopefully that'll be done by next week, and then we can get the pool table moved over, get it refelted.
Oh. Wow, that's so much sounding. Oh, my God. That is so technical.
The only good thing is right now, if anybody sneaks into if you can sneak in the gate, and if you're standing there at night, you can sit and look into my master bedroom from that main window because it has no blinds or shades or anything on it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I forget to walk forget to shut the bedroom door when I walk in there. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking in and out of the bathroom naked when everybody in the neighborhood can see me if they walk by.
Oh.
And then I'm like, oops, shut the door.
Well, so. That's their problem. Why are they looking? Get some blinds.
You know, they got a lot to look at here.
Yeah.
It's daddy-licious. I'd like to give a shout out to the hot little Hispanic sheetrock guy that was there last week in the show off. I've been there. We moved in. I've been going back and forth there for a month. No hot construction guys. The other day, last day that it was hot before it turned cold here, on Monday, I think it was, the guy doing sheetrock in there had his shirt off and he was pretty hot. And I was like, so here's your shout out, you construction guy.
If he's listening, my gosh. Okay.
If you're listening, contact me.
Yeah. Contact info.
Ray@bearpodcast.com.
And nard@bearpodcast.com.
And you can call us on what number, Maynard?
Oh, my God. 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327.
And what did you tell everybody about going to vote for us? Is it the Complete Bear this time?
Yeah, the Complete Bear. Guys, please vote for us on... for the 2007 Best of the Bears. It will end on December 31st, I think, the voting. So, yeah, I'll put the link on the website, something like bearpodcast.com/awards. Maybe I'll put it there and probably forward to just go to The Complete Bear, thecompletebear.com. They have their the list of nominees there, and Bear Podcast is nominated. And yeah, it's awesome. So you guys, please vote for us. That'd be awesome. Yeah. And what else? What's coming up next week? We're gonna have a couple things. Tomorrow night, I'll be a guest on another podcast called Oh My Pod. They're gomos. They're geeky homos who live in So they live in I think Philadelphia, and then Peter is in Philadelphia, and Pinoy Boys is in somewhere in Michigan, and I think that's where they are. I'm not so sure, but I listen to them, and they're awesome. And yeah, it'd be great to join them in the show. So I'll be excited. I'm excited to do that. So yeah, Peter and Pinoy Boy, shout out. And coming up next week, we're gonna have a guest. He's a porn actor. His name is Ali. He's been on Cyber Bears and Bear Films. So yeah, watch out for that. We're gonna do an interview for them for that show next week. So anything else? That's it. If you guys have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com or the emails that we said earlier, and visit the website www.bearpodcast.com. And any last words?
We need to probably the next couple shows, we need to do the one about tops and bottoms.
Oh, okay.
The article I sent you. We'll have to read that and go over.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be good. That was a good article. We'll have to put that on the website too.
Write it down. Okay. yeah. Take note. Okay. Oh, there's a video available for this one, that this episode. I don't know what this is. 166, I think. Is that right? Yeah, 166. And we're experimenting again. This time with videos, but we're recording it using our mixer, so okay. It's a lot better this time. Okay, so thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves in, many hugs.
Later.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.